This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Where you live has a lot to do with your health. There's a growing body of research out there that shows if you're poor and struggling to keep a roof over your head, you're going to get sick more often. United Health Group, this country's biggest health insurance company, figures that's bad for business and so is going to spend tens of millions of dollars to build more affordable housing. From Minnesota Public Radio, Annie Baxter has that story.
United Health Group wants you to feel at home. So does Vanessa Smith.
Hi.
Should I take my shoes off?
You can if you'd like.
Yeah, no problem.
Smith just moved into a townhouse that was financed with help from United Health. The firm is taking an unusual step for an insurance company. It's investing $150 million to build low-income housing in a dozen states, including Minnesota. That's where United Health's based. Vanessa Smith's two-bedroom townhouse is in a Minneapolis suburb. She lives there with her daughter, cat, and two big service dogs.
You're licking the microphone.
The dogs help Smith cope with her bipolar disorder and nerve pain. Because of her condition, Smith doesn't work. She lives on disability and a little money from child support. She has to move every few years to chase low rent. Smith says that constant upheaval affects her mental health.
I get extremely stressed. And I do get upset.
And her daughter, Heather, who's 16, has an awful time of it, too.
Having to up and, like, move and leave all the time away from people and friends and stuff, it kind of just gets annoying. And after a while, you just kind of just give up on life, like, not even caring if you have friends or anything.
United Health's big push into housing isn't charity. The company benefits from tax credits, for instance. But Kate Rubin, who heads up the social responsibility unit at the company, says the real payoff is longer term.
Studies show us that without stable homes, people are sick more often, there's more undiagnosed illness, and more likely to seek care in emergency rooms.
That's expensive for insurance companies, for patients, and for the rest of us who pay the price in higher premiums and taxes. Other healthcare providers are also keyed into the idea that housing matters.
Many of the kids that we see are basically failing to thrive. They're not able to grow their brains and bodies because they're homeless and they're not able to feed themselves on a regular basis or they're moving frequently.
Meg Sandel is a pediatrician in Boston. She does a lot of advocacy work around housing and children's health. Sandel says her epiphany about housing came years ago when she was treating a child with asthma. The girl's illness was tied to a mouse infestation at home.
No amount of medicine I was going to give that child was going to make her safe to send back to that house. And so it just drove home to me that the best prescription that I could write was a healthy home.
Sandel says one way to deal with this kind of problem is to pair doctors with lawyers who can go after slum landlords. But overall, she says the bigger issue is that rents are rising in many cities, and cheap housing is hard to come by, even the crummiest kind. So she says any contributions to the supply of housing, like what United Health is doing, can help.
And Heather, would you mind showing us your room?
Back at her new townhouse, Heather Smith has already decorated her bedroom. The big picture of Bob Marley hangs on the wall, and a dream catcher dangles from the ceiling.
If I could just stay in one spot and only one spot for the rest of my life, would be perfect.
A housing voucher lets Heather's mom pay just $350 a month in rent. At that price, she says there's a good chance they will stay put. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.